The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Bookman, author of The Lost Scotch, Volumes 1 and 2, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
The Gemara says, "Bob Metzia Daf Kuv Zayin Omad Aleph." Omar Rabbi Huda Rabin Bar Rav Nachman. Rabbi Huda gave us some advice to Rabin Bar Rav Nachman. He said, "Rabbi Nachman, my brother Rabbi, Loi Tazvin Aro, don't buy land Dismicha Lamato, which is close by to the city. Do Omar Rabavo, because Rabavo said Omar Rav Huna, and name of Rav Huna Omar Rav, the name of Rav." Osur loy la'odom. It's forbidden for a person shiyamoid al stecha veiroi to stand next to his friend's field b'shar sho'im medes b'kom meisel when the wheat is fully grown, when the crops are fully grown. What's the connection? He told him, don't buy a field next to the city because it's also to stare at it. What's the connection between the two vimers? Rashi explains, loisizvim, don't buy this thing. Loisikna soda, don't buy a soda. Hasmucha le'ir, next to the city. Why? She'ayin bnei odom shiletes bo tomid. Because if you're by the entrance to the city, everyone who comes into the city, or everyone who leaves the city, will pass by your field. And when they pass by your field, they will look in. And then shiletes bo, they'll look into your field. What's wrong with that? So he says, because you have a mimer, osur la loy la adam shavla, so that you can't do it. Why not? Shloy yafsideno ba'ayin hora. Because we don't want an ayin hora to fall on the crops of the sodeh. We're scared if people are constantly looking at it, they'll see, wow, this wonderful sodeh, beautiful, fully grown crops are ready to get cut. Oh, the Baal of Sodeh, the owner of this field, is so lucky. He's going to make a lot of money this year. That creates Ayin Hora. Ayin Hora causes damage. A similar mimer is brought down in Baba Basr Daf, base on the base. Osir L'Odom, Shiyam, when a person can't stand by Sodeh, Kshehi Oymed is become Yisehu, when it's fully grown. Rashi says over there, Shlo yazikenu ba'ayin ra'ah. So it shouldn't get a damage through an ayin ra'ah. Ad kedei kach, this halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. In the beginning of Hilchas Nezik, Simen Shin Ayin Ches. The Mechaber starts off, Sif Aleph, Osur lahazik momen chaveiro. You're not allowed to damage your friend's momen, that's Osur. And he brings them various halachas. Till he gets to halacha, hey, afilu biri yosoi, even through your vision, im yesh poi hezek lechaveiroi, if you're going to cause hezek to your friend, osur listakil boy, you can't look, lefikach, therefore, osur laodom lamoid alstei chaveiroi, it's forbidden for a person to stand and gaze at his friend's field, b'shah, shoy medes, b'kom moiseha, when the crops are fully grown. The Sma asked the question, how the kosva tuba mechaber hezek ri'a zebil shoinam? Why do they write it in this loshon? Why do they write b'loinok tu b'loshoinam hani hezek ri'a the simen kuf sanot dalet? Says kuf nun dalet. You find the same concept in simen kuf nun dalet. There, we find an iser to open up windows. You can't open up a window on your friend's chotzer. Says the mechaber, Sif Gimel, Lo yiftach odom chaloin lechotzer chaveiroi. You're not allowed to open up a window onto your friend's chotzer. Why not? The Sma Sif Kotten Tez brings down the Gemara, Vatam isa b'Gemara. Why can you not open up a window onto your friend's house? Onto your friend or your shutif's courtyard, because the shutif can say, the people who share the courtyard can say, up to now, when you were in your house, you weren't in the courtyard. Loi boy eats tanui minmach. I didn't have to be scared from you. I didn't have to hide things from your eye because you were inside your house. About hashto, but if you open up a window now into the courtyard, which wasn't there before, tirani dercha loincha, you look at me through the window. I feel kshatu b'veisecha, even when you're in your house. Two people are sharing a chotzer. They have a courtyard together. So obviously, when they're both in the courtyard, there's very little I can do because you're watching me. The other shutev is watching me. But one shutev goes into his house, then the other shutev has the chotzer to himself. He can do what he wants. Doesn't have to be so careful about doing things in private. But if you're going to open up a window onto the chotzer, you're being mamait my shtamshus. You're taking away my utility of the chotzer. I'm very limited now. I can't do anything private in the chotzer, even when you're not around, because perhaps you'll be peeking from behind the window you've just opened up. Therefore, the window is something which takes away the hishtamshus, removes hishtamshus, removes my ability to use my chotzer properly. On that, we don't let you do it. So the Sna explains, our mechaber just says, also listakel, don't look. It doesn't say anything about opening up passages where you can look. The isser is to actually look. Why does the mechaber in Sif Hei, in Simen Shinayin Ches, bring down the expression also listakel, the actual looking is a problem? And he explains, Mishum Desham, because in Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, in halachas about opening windows onto people's chatzeros, the courtyards, Shom Hara'iya Mitzad Atzmo, Ein Oise Bohen Hezek. Over there, the Re'iya, the actual looking, the histakus, doesn't cause any damage. Nothing happens because I'm peering through my window at you doing something private in your chotzer. That doesn't cause any damage. Ela Shegoy Remes, it's only indirect Hezek. Why? Because you're preventing now. It's a preventive hezek. You are causing your friend now not to be able to use his chotzer like he wanted to. Because he's scared, he's embarrassed. He's scared maybe some other problem will happen. Over there in Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, there's a real hezek going on. The damage is I am no longer able to use my chotzer as I should be. I bought a chotzer, we're shooting together in a chotzer, I have utility, because there's no windows over here looking on. It does guarantee me a certain level of privacy. When you're not in the chotzer, when my shooting is not in the chotzer, I'm free to do what I want to a degree. If you open up a window, you're increasing your ability to look on me, and I won't know when you're there or not. The window prevents me from utilizing my chutz like I should. That window is a chafetz which causes damage. Therefore, we don't let you open it up. Now, whether you look, whether you don't look through the window, is immaterial. You can't open a window and say, I won't look. That's irrelevant. The ister is not the istaklus. The looking is not the problem. The ability to look is the problem. You might say the neighbor's all complex. You think I'm looking at you. But you're entitled to be complex. Boy, show me. I'm embarrassed, yes. I want to do things in my chotzer, which I'm no longer capable of doing. In which case, that's us to open up. Masha Inkin, by us, in Simen Shinaches Hilchas Mazikin, we're not saying it's preventative. We're not saying the window causes the damage. We're saying over here the actual re'iyah. Mash'en ken sodah b'kom o'yseha. But over here where the field is fully grown, d'ha re'iyah mitzad atzma sh'letes bo. It's the actual looking. The eye seeing something when the eye sees and takes in the sight of this wheat fully grown. B'goyremes hezek, that causes the hezek. Nonetheless, the Sma continues, L'inyin Isur. When regarding what's awesome and what's mutter, he says, Hanau mikol shkein d'osur. Opening the window is more osur. Even though it's only indirect, it's just, you're not actually looking, you open a window, which gives you the opportunity to perhaps look, but that's more osur than our case. The Isur b'zeh ikol amanda omar, Because by us, according to the man, according to everybody, in Simon Kufnum Dad, opening up a window prevents someone from utilizing as his hotter, that's a real damage. However, our Gemara, and the Halacha in Shimon Simon Shin Ein Ches, is different, because Ikal Man de Omar, some Man de Omar does hold, Big Gemara, the less be Ella Midas Hasidus. It could be that our whole Gemara, also the Stakel, the son of the Komoisea, the Easter to look at a field when it's fully grown, that is his only Midas Hasidus. It's not a real Easter. We can clarify Shiloh, why should that be? We see Rashi says, Lehedja, there's an Ein Hora can take place. If someone looks at my field with beady eyes, says, I like that wheat, and if he was jealous, I've got such nice crops, that can cause real damage. That's Ein Hora. That can certainly cause Hezek. In which case, why would that perhaps be on the Midas Chasidus? Mashenke, the indirect opening of the window, that's direct. And that's also the Kuli Alma. The Stipler in Sefer Keles Yaakov in Boba Kava Simon Lamedes touches upon this issue in discussing the Shaila of if a person is allowed to be Mazik somebody else, Aidei Segula. He brings down one example. Let's say a person is Zoyek Tziponaim. He's careless with his fingernails. And we know there's a halacha, it's brought down. If a pregnant woman steps on a fingernail, it could chas l'shom cause it to miscarry. So he declares the shayla, has Zoyek Tziponaim, someone throws down fingernails. Voisha Oivra, and the woman goes over a lane, she passes over them. Vipila, and then she miscarries. Would she then have to pay the maid lotus? Would she have to pay for the miscarriage? The stipler wants to say in that case, you'd be potter. It's called Mazik Ayidei Segula, and he cites as a raya, Ar Gomorrah. Ar Gomorrah says, Osir la Adam, it's also forbidden for a person, she yamad al sdei chaveri b'shoa shomiz b'kol meiseha, when it's fully grown. Avaloi matzinu, says the stacker, she'im omad v'hizik she'chayev l'shalim. If you would stand there and it would cause hezek, let's say, for example, a person would stand, look at the field with beady eyes, say, oh, look at that field, and lightning would come down, strike down the field, and the whole thing would just erupt in a fireball, and there'd be nothing left. We don't find that the person who's looked is chayev to pay, because that's mazik ayidei segula. That's mazik through spiritual avenues. That we don't find in Hilchos Nezikin to be Mechayev you. Other cases he brings down are Hoyges Chachaber de Hashem. If a person says the Shem Mevoirish and it causes his friend to die, Ayay de Kishuf, or it causes him to die through witchcraft, he wonders, is he Chayev because of Ritzicha or not? Let's say someone davens for someone else to die, is he Chayev for Ritzicha or not? And the stipler goes through various aspects of the Shaila. And he points out, says, Ashkechon kama v'kama duchti, he says, you find in Shas many, many different places, the mukach lichoira, it seems obvious, the mazik b'derech seguli, some who's mazik derech seguli through a segula, einoi b'din mazik b'reitzeach, he will not have the halacha of being a mazik or being a Ritzeach. And he cites many examples. He cites a Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Yudalid, Tonu Rabbanon, Ein Oisin Sefer Torah. When a person writes a Sefer Torah, you men make it Loi Orko Yoisrael Kefoi. Don't make the length greater than the circumference. Loi Kefoi Yoisrael Orkoi. And don't make the circumference greater than the length. Rav Huna, Kosav Shivan Sifrei Deraisa, he wrote 70 Sifrei Torah, V'lai Yisrami Le'el Achad, and he was only able to achieve this exact measurement, to have it work out that the length came out of the circumference, only once. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Kosav Chad, he tried the same thing, Am Shechei De'igle Yisrami Le'i, and he managed to do it. He made the Orkoi Kekefoi, he got the length the same as the circumference. So, Yavu Be'rabonah Inayhu. So the Rabbanan looked at him suspiciously, said, how could that be? You went ahead and did that. We tried 70, we got one, and you did it the first time. They were very upset. Yoav ben Rabbanan Noy, they looked at him, v'noch nafshe, and he died. We don't find over there at all that they were chai for Ritzicha. He cites a Gemara Brachos Nun Ches Amud Alef with Rav Sheshes Shnosan Einav Bahai Tziduki Shebizohu. He looked, gave an eye to a Tziduki, a Sadducee who was mazed him. Then asked the Gal Shal Tzavas, he turned into a pile of bones. And even in that case, where he said the looked at him with more intention, with more anger, because he was making fun of him, nevertheless, he still. Not, we don't find him called a Ritzach. And we find an even more extreme Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Ches, where Light Rav was very upset for Omar, and he said, the man, the Mitzaron, the person who's causing Mitzar, Loi Lukmua Lei Bona, should never have sons, V'chein Haven, so transpired. And nonetheless, even in all these cases, even where Lehedja, Hidavan, the person who's causing Mitzar, should have this Oynish, we don't find. It's only derech tefila. We don't find it's called a mazik altogether. Mazik aydei segula aydei tefila aydei dibur, an indirect hezik, which is to ayin hora. We don't find it's a chiyuv momoin because of that hezik.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.